Welcome to the Digital Identity Digest, the audio companion to the blog at Spherical Cow Consulting. I'm Heather Flanagan, and every week I break down interesting topics in the field of digital identity, from credentials and standards to browser weirdness and policy twists. If you work with digital identity but don't have time to follow every specification or hype cycle, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. So I promised to talk a little bit more about what's actually happening in different working groups and whatnot, especially for those people who aren't participating for whatever reason. So this episode is about what's happening inside the OpenID Foundation's DCP working group, basically what they're shipping, what's kind of stalled, and why it all matters. So if you spent any time around digital credentials, you've probably heard that particular acronym soup, right? There's the OpenID for VC, OpenID for VP, OpenID for VCI, CAPE, MDocs, SDJOTS, wallets everywhere, right? It's tempting to treat all of that as just this single blob labeled credential stuff and move on. But underneath that blob is a lot of careful and sometimes frustrating standards work that tells you not just what's possible, but where the ecosystem is actually willing to go. So today, I'm going to spend some time inside the OpenID Foundation's Digital Credentials Protocols Working Group. Not at the level of syntax or message flows. If you're here for that, you're in the wrong place, but more at the level of what they're trying to do, where the momentum is, and, you know, maybe a little bit of some of the trade-offs that they're making. So this is part of a broader series, as I mentioned, where I've been looking at what different standards bodies are actually doing as their drafts turn into real specifications. And DCP is a good place to start because it sits very much at that intersection of web identity, wallets, regulation, and reality. Now, at a high level, the goal of the DCP working group is pretty straightforward. They're developing OpenID specifications to support issuer, holder, verifier flows for digital credentials. That includes issuance, presentation, and authentication across multiple credential formats. That means they don't care if you're talking about W3C verifiable credentials, IETF SDJOT-based credentials, ISO/IEC 18013-5 style MDocs. And that list should actually tell you something important. This group is not trying to crown a single digital credential format as the winner. They're trying to make sure that whatever format you're using can participate in interoperable flows on the web, which is a lot harder than it sounds. So, if you actually look at the DCP charter, and links to all this stuff is in the written blog post, one thing it doesn't really come up as much in conversations, which is a shame because it's kind of important, and that's that they're looking at pseudonymous authentication from end users to verifiers. And that's an important signal that DCP isn't just about moving the credential data from point A to point B, it's about allowing a verifier to authenticate a user without forcing an interaction to collapse into a long-lived account or a globally stable identifier. So this work is, I feel like it's trying to avoid recreating login, but with a wallet. And that architectural choice shows up everywhere in the specifications and explains why some design decisions feel fairly conservative, even a little bit stubborn to implementers who want faster shortcuts. So what's actually been done as in completed? There are two core specifications that are final and published as 1.0, OpenID for verifiable credential issuance, which is also called OpenID for VC, and OpenID for verifiable presentations, or OpenID for VP. These define the baseline issuance and presentation flows. They're stable, they're testable, and they're already being used in pilots and early deployments around the world, and that matters. Because it means like the conversation has shifted. We're no longer debating whether these flows should exist. We're debating how well they interoperate, how they scale, and what kind of assurance they can realistically support. Which brings us to HAPE. HAPE, I've heard it pronounced different ways. That's the High Assurance Interoperability Profile. And that's where things get pretty opinionated, I guess I'd say. Profiles exist because base specifications are intentionally flexible, but regulators and large implementers tend to not really like that flexibility, right? They want something much more tightly constrained. And HAPE defines a constrained profile of OpenID for VC It's designed to meet higher assurance requirements when used with SDJOP-based credentials or ISO MDocs. HAPE 1.0 was formally voted on and approved at the end of December in 2025. It is published, and it's expected to be referenced in upcoming updates to the EU Digital Identity Wallet Implementation Acts. That's a pretty big deal. When profiles start showing up in regulatory text, then the standard conversation has moved from, well, this is kind of interesting, to, no, really, you need to pay attention. Another place that's been progressing as a result of this working group is conformance. Specifically conformance testing. Now, conformance testing is not particularly glamorous. It does not generally generate all much buzz, but it's where a lot of standards efforts kind of fall apart. Mostly because a lot of standards organizations don't do conformance testing. OpenID, it often does. So in this case, the DCP conformance tests are actually in pretty good shape. They support the 1.0 versions of the issuance and presentation specs, as well as HAPE. The OpenID Foundation is planning to launch self-certification programs for these specifications at the end of February 2026. Now, self-certification doesn't guarantee perfect interoperability, but it does establish a shared baseline and a way to distinguish between implements the spec and implements something kind of spec adjacent. And it's a really meaningful step forward, and it does help a lot of organizations that are trying to do the right thing, but need some validation that they actually got there. So that's work that's actually been published. There is a stable reference to point to. Now let's talk about some of the drafts. And this is a little bit more even. First, we're going to talk about the BLE work. So there's a draft specification for OpenID for verifiable presentations over Bluetooth Low Energy, BLE. It's often cited when people ask about in-person or proximity use cases. And on paper, it fills a pretty obvious gap. But in practice, it's actually been largely dormant. Since it was adopted several years ago, it hasn't really received sustained attention from the working group. Now, there is at least one notable deployment, and that's MOSIP. You can learn more about MOSIP online. They have a BLE-based flow in production. Beyond that, there hasn't really been much uptake or iteration on it. Now, let's be clear. That does not mean that the work was a mistake. It just means it's kind of been overtaken by events. The current thinking is that the joint work between the OpenID DCP Working Group and the ISO Working Group 10, particularly around ISO's 18013-5 NXC, will result in better, more coherent protocols for proximity and device-to-device interactions. And that's cool, right? In standards land, that's a fairly reasonable outcome. Work doesn't always advance in a very straight line. Sometimes it exists as something you might come back to if interest resurfaces. Now, that same level of there was some interest, but it wasn't persistent, it was also true for another area in the DCP working group, and that's for the security and trust draft. Now, that document describes a trust architecture for the OpenID for verifiable credentials family. It lays out security requirements for your ecosystem components and provides an informal security analysis of the protocols. But it's not receiving much active attention right now. And I think the GitHub repository, the most recent thing, was from about 2 years ago. But the draft exists. It's thoughtful, largely dormant, waiting for sufficient time and interest to justify pushing it forward, which I think is a little unfortunate, but it's not surprising. Documents like this tend to force hard conversations, and they do require people to agree on certain assumptions, threat models, trust anchors, and governance expectations, which is a little bit dry, but it's very serious work. And historically, I think these documents actually age a little bit better than the base specifications in some way, because they're working at a different level that doesn't change as much. So even when they stall, they are capturing some of the reasoning behind design decisions, and they give future contributors a place to restart the conversation when the ecosystem is ready for it. Now, one of the more interesting things under development right now in association with the DCP working group isn't actually a document at all. Or at least it isn't yet. And that's the joint discussions between the DCP Working Group and what's commonly referred to as ISO Working Group 10. Actually, the acronym is much longer than that, but let's just go with Working Group 10. The question on the table is whether and how to harmonize OpenID for verifiable credentials flows with what's in the ISO 18013-5 NXC specifications. The problem here is both those specifications came at more or less the same place from different directions, and so they do things just differently enough that people who are trying to deploy things have to actually like deploy dual stacks, and that's very, very frustrating. So having the ecosystem trying to support different web-based flows, proximity interactions, and regulated assurance requirements all at one time is not easy. I mean, this is an example of fragmentation that's not actually helping anybody, especially the implementers who are already juggling multiple standards tracks. Now, that said, harmonization work is pretty slow, it's very political, and it often produces fewer artifacts than people expect. And in this case, I just got off a call 20 minutes ago about where and how that work will even happen in a way that people are willing to support. It's as political as it is anything else. But it is actually also a pretty clear signal that the technology has moved out of the lab and it's into the real world, where the standards architects are getting real pushback as to you need to make this easier. So why does the DCP working group matter even if you're tired of credential debates? Well, because it's one of the few places where the ecosystem is trying deliberately to support multiple credential formats, multiple assurance levels, and multiple deployment models without forcing everyone into a single architectural mold. It's pretty messy, but it is also fairly realistic. If you're building wallets, issuing credentials, verifying presentations, or trying to understand what regulators are likely to reference next, this is one of the rooms where those decisions are being shaped. And if nothing else, it's a reminder that the hardest part of digital credentials is not actually like cryptography. It's getting agreement on how we use it without breaking everything else. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time. And I'm looking forward to chatting with you again next week. And that's it for this week's episode of the Digital Identity Digest. If it helps make things a little clearer, or at least a little more interesting, share it with a friend or colleague and connect with me on LinkedIn at HL Flanagan. And if you enjoyed the show, do be sure to subscribe and leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find the written full post at sphericalcowconsulting.com. Now stay curious, stay engaged, and let's get these conversations going.